This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Welcome to another episode of Speak Up Effective Communication, the show on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network focused on your communication and leadership skills, those soft skills that really make a big difference in a hard industry. So, hey, thanks for joining me in our episode today. I'm going to tell you a story about how I met my current boss and friend, mentor, Chris Cloutier, and why you should also go to Apex, the event in Las Vegas that is a part of Industry Week, where well over 100,000 attendees from the aftermarket will be present. It's a very interesting week. Apex, very interesting city, Las Vegas. I'll tell you, it's not my scene, folks. If that's one of the things deterring you from there, I need to paint a picture for you. The first time I went to Apex, I was unemployed. In fact, I had left the family business. This is November 2017. I had just left the family transmission shop back in September. A hard move. I'll talk more about that another time too, the family business. But I ended up taking an unsecured personal loan to cover travel expenses at that time. But heading to Las Vegas, essentially alone, a city that doesn't appeal to me. I'm happily married to a beautiful wife. I'm not into gambling. I have small kids at home, Christian convictions and upbringing. I definitely wasn't looking forward to the city and the scene. Didn't want to tap into the savings while I was briefly unemployed. I was taking a job with another company at that time, right after Apex. So things were on the horizon. Paint the picture. The travel was now on me. I had purchased the tickets for Apex prior to leaving on that trip. So why was I going? Well, I think it has something to do with Providence, which will be the word of the day. And I'll also talk to you about how my coach and mentor at that time, Bob Greenwood, pushed me to go. Well, encouraged me would be the right term. Bob strongly encouraged it as a networking event since I had never been to that event yet. So I'll explain the word of the day, Providence, for you and go more into my story after we hear a brief word from our sponsors who make this show possible. With the Institute's coaching, leave a legacy that endures. Foster careers and drive community impact. Start your journey today at weartheinstitute.com/business-assessment. Your partner in technology, Autoflow is able to enhance your client interactions before, during, and after the visit from a single thread. To see how Autoflow makes it simple, visit autoflow.com. Your trusted companion, Shop Dog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call ShopDog Marketing today or visit shopdogmarketing.com. Supercharge your auto shop with Inbound, AI-powered communication analytics and phone service for your professional shops. Visit callinbound.com. Are you passing along credit card fees to your customers? No one likes that. Express is the only 0% fee alternative to credit card surcharging. Visit myexpress.io. All right, we're back. Word of the day today is Providence, and that is defined as a noun, means divine guidance or care, or if capitalized, God conceived as the power sustaining and guiding human destiny. You tell me what you think when you hear this story. I told you about the background. My entry into my first time going to Apex was a really tough time. New job was getting ready to start, but this was a network opportunity to make sure I can become more aware of all the things going on in the industry. And I was told by my coach, Bob Greener, like, this is the place. Bob Greener, I can still picture him encouraging me to go with his Canadian accent. He's out of Vancouver, British Columbia. Bob passed away, as many of you know, in 2021, but it was really great. I knew he was going to be there one of the days at least, and I could meet up with him. So yeah, my dear friend, my coach, encouraged me to go. To this day, folks, his quotes still echo through most of my well-received presentations that I get a chance to deliver. And with his insistence, I did attend Apex in 2017. Looking back, I do feel like Bob knew something about these types of events that I had yet to realize. Just to give you some context to the event itself, I'll quote with Mark Bogdansky's industry sized quote, really. It's a $2.3 trillion industry, the aftermarket. In just the U.S. alone, it's projected to be $430 5 billion this year. It employs 3% of the overall workforce in the US, and it accounts for 2% of GDP. This is quoting Mark Bogdansky again. I don't think that people really realize or recognize just how big the aftermarket is. It is huge. In my email with Frank Strong, who gave permission to quote Mark from one of his recordings on this, Frank works with the Apex team and is the PR guy, marketing and media there. There's some really interesting stats. Global market, $2.26 trillion across 130 countries. U.S. employs 4,905,500 people. It's nearly 3% of the workforce. It's huge. Aftermarket's huge. 291 million vehicles in operation, and 93% of commuters use these vehicles. This is good stats. The point? Bob understood, my coach Bob, he understood that this wasn't just a trade show. This is a gathering place for an industry most people don't even realize is huge, the impact that we have. And I, having grown up in the industry, the scope and scale of all the different players inside of that this space, I had no idea. And boy, do you get to realize it when you're at Apex. Now, here's the thing you need to know about my first time. Now, this is where it gets fun for me. I felt isolated there. Now, even isolated as it was, I had a few industry connections that were really priceless for me. I remember walking my way through the long meandering hallways, being lost in the casino, walking, trying to find where to go for the main events. And it was weird. Yeah, a lot of events had just been ending for the day, and there's the stream of people going opposite from you the first time I was walking. But one of those people in that stream was Matt Fonslow, host of Diagnosing the Aftermarket A through Z on this network. I talked with Matt briefly on some of this in episode 59 on my show, where my brother, Sean, was also on that episode with me. It was really great. The thing is, Matt was a family friend, and he knew us a little bit thanks to my brother. Matt gave me a big old hug. It was great. If you don't get a chance to give Matt Fonslow a hug, you got to do that. It's great in there. But that led to finding Eric Ziegler as well. And this was kind of key. I remember sitting that night later on after all the events had kind of waned down. I had no place to go. I had no plans. I didn't have any agenda that I really could construct on this. Eric Ziegler reached out, asked me what I was doing for dinner. He invited me to go with that group. Matt Fonslow was there too. We mentioned this briefly. Harvey Chan was there, as Matt's dear friend, who unfortunately passed away a few years later as well. Knowing that connection and this memory, that adds weight to this first Apex visit for me as well. But here's where it gets interesting, right? Eric, at this dinner, and I was so grateful to be there. I found my way to it, and the spot where we got a ride, rode to the restaurant together. There's funny stories I could tell you about Matt Fonslow in a restaurant. We talk about that in episode 59 in a little bit. Eric was absolutely raving about some guy that he had met recently, and I didn't quite catch his name, but I heard enough to know that this guy was doing things related to what I was going to be doing with the company that I was going to be joining, but he was the competitor. He was a competitor of that. And so I was kind of prepared to sort of disregard that. Not that I would disregard anything Eric Ziegler says. Eric's wonderful. But hey, great dinner. And there was just this lingering knowledge of this individual that made a real impression on Eric. Now, I'm a good boy, and I'm in Las Vegas. I did make it to my hotel room safe and early enough to go to bed on time so I could wake up early to catch some keynote speeches. Those keynote speeches were really, really important. It was important because one of the speakers in the keynote that morning, there was actually a group of experts in this particular keynote. One of those experts was none other than Chris Cloutier. And this was interesting because I didn't quite connect him yet with who Eric was talking about the night before, but I thought, wow, this guy really is speaking really well. And wow, this guy's like totally hitting on some of the things I'm going to be working on, hoping to make digital inspections more of a thing in the industry at that time. And he was describing a lot of the barriers to shops, and he just clearly articulated so many of the problems. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is the guy Eric was talking about at dinner. And later I learned, like, okay, this is really impressive. But I also saw his speaking style, thought that was good. Just a great speech. I don't think I would have really made the connection unless Chris was up there doing what he does really well, presenting and speaking very well. I learned later that he was a huge proponent of Toastmasters and all that. We talk a lot about communication skills these days, and that's how a lot of people may have come to know me and Chris. But at that point, no knowledge yet in my mind of that background for him or anything. But being impressed as I was, made a LinkedIn request right there on the spot while he was speaking. And don't worry, he didn't pull out his phone and accept the request while he was on the stage. But he did accept the request shortly after. And for me and my naivety and newness to the networking scene and the industry, those early LinkedIn connections were like gold to me. They were unique and quite special because I had not been on LinkedIn. Bob had encouraged me to do that as well and begin to build a profile on that. And I was building that very slowly at that time. I mean, we're probably talking dozens, maybe, of connections. Not a easy reflex for me at that time. It felt special, right? What was even better is shortly after that, we were both at one of the ASA seminars that day. So the first time I met Chris in person, I was shaking his hand, just a quick hello. There's a lesson in all of this. One, show up at Apex. Two, find friends that you can go have dinner with. And listen to those conversations as well. You might learn some things and then, wow, okay, LinkedIn connection, shaking hands with people. This is good. But I'll be clear, that was the last time I talked with Chris for a little while. I did start following, and since I was now a connection on LinkedIn, would see some of the posts that he put up there. And like, he did these blog posts a lot back in the day. There's a lot of them are still on the Autoflow website, which you can go find on the blog section. Some good stuff that really captured the spirit of the day and the challenges the industry was facing. Imagine taking on each day with a team that cares about doing more. They're motivated, skilled, humble, and hungry. They're invested in your shop's success because that success helps them do more than just sell jobs and fix cars. At the Institute, we believe a thriving business is built on its people. Our comprehensive coaching and peer groups help you become a leader who is capable. Capable of inspiring your employees to reach new heights, capable to deliver exceptional customer service, and capable to grow your business into a respected pillar of your community. Start your legacy at weareintheinstitute.com/business-assessment. It's time for today's Suck Less Spotlight from Autoflow. Today's spotlight is on advisor eye twitches. Listen, clients like to stay informed throughout the repair process, and studies indicate clients are most satisfied receiving text updates versus phone calls. But call you they will, interrupting everything from estimating to quality conversations and your game of solitaire. That is, unless you text them first using Autoflow. With Autoflow's automated text update, your phone only rings for the right reasons. That way, with less phone interruptions, your eye twitch will definitely suck less. For this and more things that could suck less, visit autoflow.com. Looking to drive more customers to your auto repair shop? Trust ShopDog Marketing to be your reliable companion with AI-powered customer-first marketing, websites, and high-ranking local search. Maximize your reach with our mobile-first and voice search expertise. Car counts are like ice cream. Sweeten your revenue with ShopDog Marketing. Grab our free guide to learn how AI can drive more repair orders every day. Don't miss out on this chance to boost your business. Visit ShopDogMarketing.com. Inbound has exclusively served independent auto repair shops with expert communication solutions for years. Our robust VoIP platform ensures you stay connected, while our industry-leading AI analytics take your business to the next level. We provide the tools you need to understand your customers and optimize every interaction. Choose Inbound for proven expertise and unmatched innovation. Visit callinbound.com and discover the difference we can make. Credit card surcharging sounds effective, but is this single most damaging action to your shop in the last decade? If you're surcharging, you're tarnishing your reputation and losing customers as we speak. Express is the only 0% fee option to surcharging that your customers already know how to use. No tricks, no hidden fees, just a smarter way for auto shops to keep what's yours and do right by your customers. Book a free consultation with Express today by visiting myexpress.io and see how the most successful shops in the country are flipping the script on credit card processors. I'm going to layer in something else from what I was listening to when I quoted Mark earlier. There's some qualified attendee value on the events here at Apex. This is a very specifically the more of the repair side of the industry. There's SEMA going on during industry week two, which is more of the performance side of the industry. But Apex in particular, it's a business event, business only. It's B2B, which means, and I'm quoting Mark here, which means you have to be part of the industry. You have to qualify in order to come, which is a huge deal as well, because then the conversations you have are going to be very worthwhile there. And I love that quote from Mark and some of his recordings on this stuff. This is a true fact for me. If that were just a room of regular attendees or performance vehicle enthusiasts and what, things would have been lost in a sea of anonymity. So that was actually the last time I talked with Chris for a little while, except for one other LinkedIn message chat. So there was a quiet period between November 2017 and February of 2018. There was just one friendly LinkedIn chat I did send his way after reading one of his posts. It's just the fact that it was addressing something I was seeing already in the field. But then the job that I had taken at a different company was not what I expected it. The new job, there was bad culture at the time, bad technology with that organization. I do believe they've fixed both of those things now. But I left with a wave of others who were also leaving. And in the last day of my 2-week notice, that was the next time that I reached out to Chris on LinkedIn. I hit him up and told him exactly what's going on. I actually dug up the message that I had on here. So I'll tell you exactly what it said. It said, "Chris, I put my 2 weeks notice in last week. I'm looking for a better direction that will actually utilize my industry expertise. Despite my initial enthusiasm, I quickly discovered it wasn't a good fit here. However, I am still a true believer in what DVI can do for shops. Let me know if you'd be interested in talking sometime. As I followed your post over the past few months, I've been rather impressed with your perspectives." That was at 4:06 p.m. By 5:12 p.m., Chris said, "What is the number I can reach you at? I would love to talk." At 5:13, I gave him my number, said, "Anytime," with an exclamation point. Phone call ensued. That was also the last time I ever chatted with Chris on LinkedIn. True facts. I have email and chats and texts and regular calls nowadays, so that's all good. But the fact is, we had a several hour phone call at that moment, and we aligned on many things, and that led to an interview with then we called him Daryl Fraley at the time. He's Cody Fraley now. There's a name change for individuals in this organization, as well as organization name changes. And also Scott Horn. Unfortunately, Scott Horn also passed away. Third person I've mentioned in this episode now that is no longer with us. My goodness. Pause. Think about that for a second, right? I have to, it's interesting as I go through even some of these stories and I prepare an outline that some of these thoughts come to mind. Like these industry events that you go to meet people, like you have no idea how temporal sometimes their presence is and how important it is to have those opportunities to meet. Like every time you don't go to an industry event might be the last opportunity you can meet some really amazing people. And the connections that come from these are just, it's so multifaceted. I think you're getting the point of my call to action in this episode is going to be, when I was having these conversations with Chris, I didn't even realize what the situation for them like was. The company was a very young company, Autoflow at the time. I was employee number 5. I think it's important to recognize that I was very new to something and was making connections, and there was a new company on the scene, and those connections all turn into other things thanks to a very small network and fate, or what I would absolutely see now as providence. The beautiful thing is, after becoming employee number 5, I never missed a paycheck in that transition. It was a lot less scary of a transition from moving from the family business. And it really shows a ripple effect. I think what the question that came out of this for me is like, what if I hadn't gone? What if I hadn't gone to Apex and skipped it? I had plenty of excuses, the financial strain, the stress, the fact that I was starting a job and would be traveling again. Fortunately, on the other company was paying for my travel by that point to go out for training. What if I didn't wake up early for that keynote? What if I was absorbed in the city and had too much fun in Las Vegas and didn't wake up for that keynote and never made that connection that, oh, this is the guy that Eric Zegler was talking about, made Chris a LinkedIn connection on that spot. What if I didn't shake his hand later on at that ASA meeting? Now, all right, hey, maybe Eric would have connected us eventually. Eric's been a good friend of the family. We saw him and John Thornton all the time when they would come up here to Grand Rapids. My geographic proximity had some good fortune and providence in that alone. But hey, I look back on this and I see a great connection here with the Toastmasters journey that Chris later put me on. I didn't realize this when Chris was up there speaking, of course, that he's a Toastmaster. And I do remember a meeting I was in with, it was a three-store group that Chris and Jeremy O'Neill was actually in the meeting. I remember speaking. I probably talked about this on an earlier episode. I was trying to impress both Chris and Jeremy O'Neill with my knowledge. And evidently, I just was talking a lot, didn't pause very much, didn't leave a lot of room for other people to talk. And as a symptom of trying to prove yourself in front of people that you have a great deal of respect for, I recognize that now. But since I didn't pause and tried to go very fast and prove my knowledge, Chris recognized some refinement was necessary here. And that's when he recommended I go to Toastmasters, which I've been doing now for over 6 years. And frankly, those experiences have led to the existence of Remarkable Results Toastmasters. It led to the existence of this podcast and the things I get to work on within the industry every single day to, might I add, tremendous fulfillment. That's quite an arc for an episode about why you should go to Apex. Bob Greenwood referred it to me. I went even under hardship and strain, knowing that maybe something important will come to this. And it was a very important event for me. One conversation, one connection, one decision to show up despite the cost, that can change everything. So let's look at now and let's talk about why this matters for you. Maybe your story won't lead to being an early employee at a young startup that changes your whole life. I don't know. Maybe it will. You don't know. You don't know it wouldn't. But look, at there's some real industry challenges right now. And if you're involved in helping those, I think Mark has some quotes here that really apply to this. There's a talent shortage. That's one problem. Mark's quote would say that the average age of a technician right now is over 40 years old. Very soon, we're going to be short tens of thousands of technicians for automobiles. Yeesh. Yeah, that's a problem. If you're working on that problem, there's some other people at Apex probably working on this problem too. There's another one, technology challenges. Now, I'll quote Mark again. He says, it's not just the pace of change, but it's the changing pace. Innovation is just changing faster and faster and faster. Folks, Chris and I talk about this as well. The pace of technology change is tremendous, and the number of vendors that you can find at Apex and SEMA, yeah, Industry Week in general, is astonishing. There's some very interesting things that you probably will not find in the mess and the slop of your Google searches or your Facebook scrolling. You walk that room at Apex, multiple rooms, and they're going to be laid out a little different this year, I learned. They're going to be segmented in different technology groups. There's also 75 training sessions across 8 learning tracks. There's going to be a student engine assembly competition. That's pretty cool. There's ADAS and EV stages on the floor now. And of course, I've already mentioned this, but networking with people solving the same problems you face. Some attendance statistics I think are interesting. 45,151 registered attendees, 128 countries represented, 2,693 manufacturers and suppliers, 64% of buyers hold purchasing authority, 45% held C-suite titles, 40% under the age of 44. Wow, that's actually really interesting. Millennials are 29%, Gen Z is 10.5%. There's another quote from Mark here on the top reasons why people attend. Top reasons they attend are to find new products and innovations, 65% say that. To find new suppliers, 58% say that. And to maintain existing relationships, 54%. That's a big reason why I go each year. I would put myself firmly in that category. And to expand their networking relationships is another 54%. I would say I'm right there in that camp too. Those are some of the most important meetings happen there, since it's one of the most largely attended events that happen each year. What's new at Apex in 2025? In just a couple minutes here, I'll tell you, hey, we've got some cool things happening this year. In my email with Frank Strong, I'll highlight a few things. One, first, another quote from Mark. Mark says, we are probably making the biggest change we've made since we moved the show from Chicago to Las Vegas 40 years ago. I was like, oh, Mark, hang on. I really would have loved to see it stay in Chicago. It's so much closer to Grand Rapids. And don't worry about it. But he says, we're going to segment the floor and group together exhibitors who were all in the same very broad product category. So that's going to be interesting. That makes the floors a lot easier to navigate. So if you've been before and had a hard time navigating, I'm excited to see how it lays out this year. First year, I'm attending with a media pass, going around the floor with a microphone and a gimbal and doing some interviews with folks there. So hopefully I do see you there. Why this matters, though, easier navigation is a big issue. This is a big show. The scale of it is unlike anything you've ever seen if you haven't gone. So this will lead to more intentional conversations, a little bit more of that quality over quantity feel in booth visits. And there's some cool highlights too. Wayne Gretzky, November 4 at 6:30 a.m., which means you do have to wake up for this. Evidently, this is going to be about how the amount of work and effort and dedication and how that translates into your business. I think Wayne Gretzky, that's amazing. And also, I think a brilliant move, because I have heard under the political landscape, a lot of Canadians were not going to Apex. Maybe this will bring them. Hey, I hope that's a part of the thinking where my mind went. Here's an interesting one. Being in a transmission industry that I was, Beers and Gears, that's a networking reception. You don't have to have the beer, but you can go talk about gears and networking. That's cool. There's the Women in Auto Care events. Tracy has some cool things going on here, our producer on this show. I'm excited to hopefully make it over there and see some things. I think some awards are involved, which are all very exciting. More to come on that. Training sessions also from Worldpack, Napa Auto Tech. There's the Innovation Stages, EV Repair, ADAS Calibration. Hey, and I also can tell you this, the sponsors on this podcast from the Institute. I believe Kent has some courses there. He'll be speaking at Apex and probably a few others. I'm going to have to look at the full course list, but absolutely worth catching some of the training there. And the last thing I'll say on this is that every one of these things is an opportunity to connect, learn, and grow your network. So I'll sum it up. Bob pushed me to go in 2017. He passed away in 2021. I do think that there's an element of honoring his memory by encouraging others to take that leap. I'm sure thankful for him. It led me to a lot of things that led me to that connection that I made with Chris right there during a speech. And that message that was the last day of work for me with one organization leading to the next. I'll say this too, LinkedIn does persist for me as the social media I talked about before on the podcast, how Facebook has gone away. I've deleted that. I think it's a professional connection tool. LinkedIn is a good spot for that and will remain there. And you can reach out to me on that as well. So the challenge now is to register for Apex, and I will put that link in our show notes. If you do plan to attend this year, please email me, speakup@craigoneal.net. Let me know if I will see you there. I'd love to connect and record a quick conversation that I can use in a future episode. I'll have a little recorder with me. I'll have a cell phone if my Apple is not melting down too much. Upcoming episode about Apple support relating to communication in our industry and clients versus customers and a few other topics that I can work into some of my jokes against Apple. That's fair. Bottom line, hey, show up if it's financially hard. Show up even if you're emotionally raw. Even show up if the city doesn't appeal to you. Show up even if you don't know anyone. Look, I'll be on the ground from, I think, the 4th to the 6th. I have some friends coming from out of the country over in Australia. My friends from down under, I cannot wait to see them there. This is a neat spot. And if you're around and you don't know who to reach out to, please reach out to me. If I can find a way to even just sit down with you for a quick bite, I'll be happy to. And hey, I'll say this, and I'll quote it to Mark Bogdansky again. I'll say Apex, he says, Apex is critical for the industry, and it's a huge benefit to coming to the show. And I can tell you from personal experience, he's absolutely right. So, okay, folks, thank you so much for listening to this story. I hope you enjoyed it. A lot of you that don't know my background and how I met Chris, now you have some more of that background. And I'm just really, really grateful that this was one of those events that was there in my life and for the providence that I know and see throughout it. And I hope you feel that same sort of providence in your career too. And if we can be a part of that in any way, boy, that makes us happy, especially here on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. And hey, it may be providential even for you to go listen to some of the other shows on the network. Remarkable Results Radio with Carm Capriotto. Carm is my boss here on this network, and he's one of those connections. I was so happy. I knew one spot to go at Apex. I walked up to that booth. I had been on a Academy before, so I had the opportunity to sign my name. That's where I actually met Bob Greenwood. We had signed our names there. I have a picture somewhere of that. I think Bill Nalu was there and a few other friends around that time. Cool moment. And Carm was the uniting factor in that, too. I wouldn't want to miss out on saying that. Boy, too many good things. Matt Fonslow, diagnosing the aftermarket A through Z. I'm pretty sure he'll be there at Apex. Definitely got to go look for him in the hallway and just run up and give him a big bear hug. That's what you're going to have to do. That's the pathway to great success in this industry right there. And then Hunt Demarest, we have Business by the Numbers. Fantastic there. I don't know that I've ever seen him at Apex or if he's actually going to that one. I'm going to find out on that because that'd be a great guy to go visit as well. And then, of course, Brian and Kim Walker, the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast, Coach Chris Cotton, The Weekly Blitz. Listen to these shows, folks. I think you will find some direction and wherever your mind is at right now, hopefully you'll stumble upon the episode that matters most. That's what Providence is all about. Hey, thanks, folks. Listen up, speak up, and let's show up at Apex this year. See you there.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Follow Craig on your favorite podcast listening app and on his YouTube channel. Let him know what you'd like him to speak up about. Craig is all for advancing the automotive service aftermarket.